The Lord be with you. This last Sunday, we gathered here at Peace, and we began our Holy Week journey. And that was the word that I used in our worship service, was a journey. We are continuing that journey this evening, following Jesus to the upper room. It was on that evening, Thursday evening, that Jesus gathered with his disciples, and he instituted his supper and showed in that supper his love for us. And so, during our journey this Holy Week, it's not just that we're worshiping, but we're joining in this journey. We are experiencing what Jesus passed on to his disciples. We are his disciples as well. And so in tonight's service, we will be blessed with the singing of our choir, and it's an excellent opportunity to just take in the words that will be sung to us. That is the message for this evening. And then experience God's love in a real way with the gift of Holy Communion, Jesus' body and blood given for the forgiveness of our sins, and the gift of eternal life as well. And then towards the end of the service, we will conclude with the stripping of the altar with the reading of Psalm 22. Really, it's a journey. And the way this service ends, the Christian church has always practiced this. The end of the service is preparation for tomorrow's service, Good Friday. We will end in silence, preparing for what will come tomorrow, Good Friday's service. Our worship journey tomorrow will begin at 7 p.m., and then also note that our Easter celebration is a different time. It's at 10 o'clock a.m. I wish you God's blessings on your journey this evening so that you may know God's love in a very real way. We begin our service in a special way by having our choir come forward for our special Holy Week anthem.